Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. A state audit has found that MinCorps Industries, Minnesota's prison labor program, undercharged two private companies by failing to include all labor-related costs in its contracts. The Office of the Legislative Auditor reported that MinCorps omitted wage deductions typically covered by incarcerated workers, resulting in millions of dollars in lost revenue. The oversight effectively created a taxpayer-funded subsidy, enabling the companies to benefit from prison labor at below-cost prices. Planned Parenthood is set to face multiple cuts as a result of the recently passed reconciliation bill. North Central State's Planned Parenthood CEO, Ruth Richardson.
The bill blocks patients from using Medicaid funds to pay for our services, including birth control, cancer screenings, annual wellness visits, mental health, STI testing, and treatment.
Republicans say the bill makes tax cuts permanent and cuts wasteful spending. Democrats argue the budget slashes Medicaid funding and food assistance. Mattel has released the first-ever Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. Carly Loff is an assistant professor with the U of M College of Design.
The idea of having these physical toys that can be representative of different types of health conditions is a way for both children with that condition, like type 1 diabetes, to see themselves in a product, and also a way for children who do not have this health condition or are unfamiliar with it to gain more empathy and understanding.
To ensure the doll design truly captures the community, Barbie partnered with Breakthrough T1D, the leading global organization dedicated to type 1 diabetes research and advocacy. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has extended its air quality alert for northern Minnesota through 6 p.m. tonight. In other headlines, volunteers are needed for a number of Department of Natural Resources exhibits at the State Fair this year. The DNR's Renee Vail says they need help with their invasive species display.
We'll have some volunteers that will help with informing the public about what different terrestrial and aquatic invasive species we have and what people can do to help eradicate some of those.
Head to the DNR's website for a full list of volunteer opportunities. Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis is going solar. Tomorrow, Cooperative Energy Futures and Allina Health will hold a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the new solar garden on top of Abbott Northwestern's purple parking ramp. The solar garden will serve more than 180 local households, with 55% of the power allocated to low and moderate income subscribers. A winning Gopher 5 ticket worth more than $329,000 was sold in St. Michael. This is MNN.